let's talk about, I know it was just a week-long campaign with Operation Cold Start, but right now, of course, the temperature is not where it wants to be or not where we want it to be right at the moment. First of all, I'll just ask to just get your comments on the fact that how risky it is just to leave your car running in this cold weather while you step out for a second.
For sure. So that's a trend that we saw, and we spoke about that in February, I think, of last year, where stolen vehicle calls, sometimes we were getting one or two stolen vehicle calls a day, and that was a big issue in our area, Grimshaw, Peace River, Nampa, and et cetera, where stolen vehicles, because the vehicle was left on and the keys were left inside, and the owner, rightful owner of the vehicle, would just pop into the bank or pop into the store. I'm only going in for a second was something that we were hearing constantly. And it's just leaving your vehicle open to be stolen. And we're not in the city where we can just go get a rental vehicle and go get a brand new vehicle tomorrow just because we want to. So it was a common problem around here. And right now with the weather the way it is, it's mighty cold outside and we get it. We all want to have a warm car when we're trying to get to work. We all understand we got to do the same. But leaving your keys in the vehicle is just leaving an opportunity for somebody to take your vehicle.
The miracles of remote starts.
Yes.
How underrated are they?
Yes. Yeah, and there are a lot of challenges. Like, remote start, I get it, it's all an expense to the person at the end of the day when things are already as expensive as they are, but it prevents your vehicle from being stolen. You kind of need a vehicle to be getting to and from work, so probably best to protect your stuff as best you can.
I know it seems like a stupid question here, Constable, but the fact is, it just has to be asked. Why do people just leave it running?
That, I'm not sure. Like, we know that people want to pop into the store and grab their couple items and come back, and or they might be leaving it on before they go to work, but it's just the leaving it on with their keys in. If you've got remote start, great, use your remote start. But when you just got your keys in there, like, you're just opening yourself up to have your vehicle stolen, so it's...
And campaigns like this, even though they only last for a week, I almost feel like they should be lasting for a season, especially winter season.
Yeah.
I mean, how much does the RCMP and the public and, you know, just the average Joe and Jane need to be reminded, hey...
Yeah.
Lock your vehicles, take your valuables, take your keys with you.
Yeah. And it's a huge risk as well for RCMP, for police everywhere, because your vehicle gets stolen and who knows, maybe you do have a firearm in there. Like, we live in a rural area, we have a lot of farmers and they might be hunting season, maybe have their vehicle open, whatever the case may be. So we're going up to a very risky situation every single time we see a stolen vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we have to weigh our risks. Is finding your vehicle, maybe we see your vehicle there, is finding it advantageous when the driving behavior, they might be going head on with other traffic trying to hurt people. So we have to make sure that we're weighing the options. Is it safe for us to even follow? Because it might be a public safety risk for us to follow that individual. We also, if we happen upon said vehicle and we don't know who's inside the vehicle now, but we have it registered as stolen because you've come and done the paperwork as you should, that's a huge risk at me. If somebody was willing to have stolen the vehicle, maybe they're also willing to hurt us as well. We all have families to go home to as well. So it's not an easy problem, except for maybe keeping your keys inside the house with you and having your vehicle not left on with the keys in there. It's at least it deters or slows the people down.
Is that the best advice to possibly give, other than maybe sending an email to Mother Nature saying, hey guys, can we have some relief down here, please?
Oh, no, the minus 40s, it's terrible. Yeah, pretty much. Just keeping your valuables locked up. And then we have our basics too, like keep it in the lit area if possible. And as technology is going better, we can actually track our vehicles with our phones and everything now. So we do have opportunities for that. But the fact that it just gets stolen in the first place, it's... countless times it's just, I just popped in the store for a second. We hear that countlessly.
That will work just fine. Constable Julianne Strelai, thank you very much.
Yeah, not to worry.